Welcome to Radically Transparent, the number one podcast for the modern day marketer, presented by Octopost, the only social media and employee advocacy solution architected for B2B. Each episode shines a light on the inner workings of B2B leadership, including what keeps successful CEOs, CMOs, and VPs up at night professionally. The conversations are real, raw, and authentic, all while revealing the unfiltered, not-so-known truths of today's most interesting marketers. Introducing your host, Jennifer Gutman.
Hello, world. Welcome back to the last episode of our social series geared on gaining a 360-degree view of your customers with social engagement data. I'm your host, Jennifer Gutman, and it's been an absolute pleasure getting radically transparent about what to do with all of the social engagement data once you integrate it with your marketing automation platform. So last week, just to recap, we took a closer look at lead nurturing. And the main takeaway there was using social engagement data to help create the ultimate customer experience and create meaningful relationships with your prospects and customers by understanding what your customers and what your prospects are engaging with on social media. And then, of course, use it to create killer, hyper-personalized emails. So if you missed the last episode, I will go ahead and link it in the show notes as a reference. And of course, I'll throw in, you know, some of the references that if you'd like to build out these programs, you certainly can. In today's episode, we are going to be talking through social engagement data and how we can use it for and to do lead segmentation. So as a disclaimer, there are so many ways to slice and dice this data. So the sky is the limit, and we only have about 20 minutes today. So I will try to get through everything. And if not, again, head over onto the show notes and I'll make sure that there is a guide there that you can walk through. So are you ready to get radically transparent with me? Great. All right. Right now, in the engagement economy, there is no such thing as one size fits all. We see this in social media with, you know, there's no playbook. We often joke as marketers that when you are new to a marketing team, or even if you're quite seasoned in a marketing team, right, there is no playbook on how to do social. And a lot of times if you move, you know, from an organization to another organization, if you try to bring your old playbook with you, it's not going to work. A person in an executive role, for example, when you think about engaging with them, is going to require a different piece of content than someone in a more junior role. That's partly why Octopost has two podcasts, right? The Radically Transparent podcast geared towards marketing leaders and the more seasoned marketer. And we have Behind the Post, which is geared towards social media practitioners, right? It's all about delivering a customized experience to every single individual and providing the right content to those groups. So for this reason, I think it's important to call out smart marketing automation, right? Because that's going to essentially allow you to segment your database and use these segments to create dynamic content. So what do I mean by dynamic content? So if you've been listening in and tuning into the series, you know that I use Marketo. And so I'm going to talk through these examples with what I do in Marketo, but of course you can mimic this. You know, they might have a different terms or names or definitions, but more or less the process or how you do it is the same in HubSpot, Eloqua, Pardot, you know, major marketing automation platforms. So inside of Marketo, what I know is that Marketo uses 9 different variables to be able to segment your database so that we can properly engage with our audiences, right? And those segments are geography, language preference, business units, roles, stage, interest, verticals, competitors, right? Each segmentation has sub-segments. It's pretty advanced, but that we're going to kind of put that to the side, right? I think the takeaway there is the more data you have, the more effective that you can be at segmenting your database and ultimately delivering the ultimate engaging, you know, content to create the best possible customer experience. So okay, knowing that, right, when you're looking at Marketo's what's called interest segment and how B2B marketers can leverage social engagement to provide a more personalized content experience, you're going to want to look for social interests. So essentially, right, your audience is engaging with your brand. on social, right? So let's talk through how we're going to use social interest to segment leads using our social engagement data. Your audience is engaging with your brand on social and clicks on a post they find interesting. We talked a little bit about this in the first episode. But are you leveraging this activity that they're taking on social to deliver a personalized experience to that lead? So when you go ahead and connect Octopost social engagement data with Marketo or any major marketing automation platform, right, you're able to actually build out a pretty sophisticated segments piece based on what your audience is actually clicking on when it comes to social media. So I'll get radically transparent again, right? We have 5 key content categories. We have employee advocacy, social media marketing, what we call ROI, marketing automation, and content marketing. And for us, anytime a lead frequently clicks on posts pertaining to one of these specific topics, we're able to actually place them in a relevant segment, or I should say Marketo places them in a relevant segment. And therefore, we are then able to move forward with providing them with further similar content, right? So in order to create that social interest, all you have to do is first create a custom segment in Marketo. It's called social interests. And then along with the subsegments, all you have to do is keep the naming convention that you have with your main content topics, right? And you can kind of correlate this with Octopost as well. And I think what's great about doing that is that you're able to really deliver personalized content, right? So we kind of touched on this earlier, but instead of sending the same generic email to all of your contacts, the social interest segment allows you to be able to deliver like more targeted emails. So if you're doing ABM, for example, this is a great time to use those highly targeted emails to align with your lead's interest. So for example, if you can create dynamic content and you're basing it on segments you've built, when you have that newsletter, let's say, right, you can have different variations of it per persona, per role. And again, when I mentioned ABM and target accounts, right, you're usually targeting different personas in that same organization. Targeting different personas in that same organization. But again, if you're targeting HR versus sales, but all in that organization, different content is going to resonate more or less differently with different stakeholders and decision makers. So I think this level of personalization really goes a long way in increasing content visibility and engagement. And again, it's all about lead segmentation and being able to really deliver the ultimate personal experience. So that, you know, I think this example, this episode, it's more or less on the shorter side compared to the last one where we really got into all the data. But I think it's important to call out because if you zoom out and you really think through how you're going to segment out your leads, how you're going to segment out your contacts, how you're going to segment out, you know, all this social engagement data, it's just going to allow you as a marketer to get smarter about how you engage and build those meaningful relationships with your customers. So the main takeaway of this episode, it's short and sweet, right? Enrich your lead segmentation with social engagement. And of course, use your marketing automation once you have that social engagement data inside of your marketing automation platform to be able to customize and send hyper-personalized emails to the right person at the right time. So I hope you found that helpful, and it's been a pleasure walking you through how we can achieve a 360-degree view of our customers using social engagement data. I'll throw it out there. If anybody listening to this specific series on social engagement data, feel free to connect with me. I love speaking with marketing ops, with anyone who is thinking, right, how can we deliver the ultimate customer experience? And I'd be more than happy to connect. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you and wishing you a fantastic day.
Thanks for tuning in to the Radically Transparent podcast brought to you by Octopost, the only social media management and employee advocacy platform architected for B2B. I'm Jennifer Gutman, your host and director of social strategy here at Octopost. And if you love today's show, we'd love if you subscribe, rate, and give a raving review wherever you get your podcasts. For more discussion on B2B social media marketing, be sure to follow Octopost on LinkedIn. And of course, to gain access to all our free social media marketing and employee advocacy resources, head on over to our website, www.octopost.com. Until next time.